Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Moses. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Valley. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Hengel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Moore. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The right fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting sixth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave Cochran. Batting ninth. The left fielder, John Cangalosi. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Carlton. And now, play ball. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Boston chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Guillen. Guillen fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Guillen. Bradley moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mariners. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Valley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hassey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mariners, 1, White Sox, One, Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett bunts towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds misplays the ball. That's an error on Reynolds. Hairston moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Valley juggles the ball. That's an error on Valley. Hairston scores. Fisk moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Valley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Lyons moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 0-1 in the game. Presley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0-1 in the game. Valley hits a pop-up towards first. Hairston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-0 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-1 in the game. Hengel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-1 in the game. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran juggles the ball. That's an error on Cochran. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0-for-1 in the game. Quiñones hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cangalosi strikes out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Presley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to second. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0-for-2 in the game. Valley hits a pop-up towards third. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hasse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons moves to third. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Lyons scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-2 in the game. Hengel hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-2 in the game. Kearney hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0-for-2 in the game. Quiñones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cangalosi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Moses reaches second base with a double. Reynolds moves to third. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bradley is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lyons who is chasing the ball. Tartabull reaches third base with a triple. Reynolds scores. Moses scores. It's Mariners, 3, White Sox, 3. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Presley hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tartabull tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Mariners. Alvin Davis pinch hits for Dave Valley. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alvin Davis now playing first base. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. Boston strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Dean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dean moves to third. Hassey moves to second. Ken Williams pinch runs for Ron Hassey. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hairston is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the White Sox 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-3 in the game. Hengel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-3 in the game. Kearney bunts towards first. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first, with Hewlett covering, for the out. Hengel moves to second. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0-for-3 in the game. Quiñones hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Perkins pinch hits for Dave Cochran. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hewlett. The throw from Kearney and he is out, Quiñones applying the tag. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Matt Young now pitching. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Perkins moves to second. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Darryl Boston. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perkins scores. Cangalosi moves to second. It's Mariners, 4, White Sox, 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ladd now pitching. Russ Moorman pinch hits for Steve Lyons. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman takes first base on ball 4. Cangalosi moves to third. Nichols moves to second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mariners 4. And the White Sox 4. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Reed Nichols now playing right field. Russ Moorman now playing first base. Jerry Hairston now playing left field. T.I. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hairston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hairston moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Getterman now pitching. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Perkins hits a line drive towards first. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Ed Nunez now pitching. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nichols hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hairston scores. Fisk moves to third. Cangalosi moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Seattle Mariners, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.